잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2018학년도 대학 수학능력시험 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시행하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호를 정확히 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Amy, is this your family calendar that you talked about before?
Yes, we make one every year.
Terrific! All four of you look so happy in the picture. Where did you take it?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Bob. Please help me. This copy machine is out of order.
What's wrong with it?
I turned the machine on, but the power doesn't come on.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, parents. This is Miranda J, and I'm the representative of the Fun and Easy Cooking Center. How often do you cook with your children? Once a week or once a month? Or never ever? Okay. Today, I'm going to tell you about three benefits that come with cooking with your kids. First of all, you can bond with your children more by spending time together. Otherwise, moms will cook, dads will watch sports, and kids will play video games. Second, it's a great way to build healthy food choices. You can let your kids help choose ingredients and tell them about making healthy food choices. That's really important. Finally, you can even teach them some basic math in fun and easy ways. For example, recipes include fractions like half cup and 3/4 teaspoon. If you would like to try cooking with your sons and daughters, visit our center's website at www.fun-and-easy-cooking.com to find plenty of recipes. Thank you.
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, do you have some time? I have something to discuss with you.
Of course. You look serious. What's wrong?
I feel tired of the city life. It's crowded, I want to move out of this neighborhood.
You said you liked living here. Do you want to move out only for that reason?
No, that's not the only reason. I'm considering health issues, too. I heard on the news that air pollution is getting worse these days.
But it's not that serious in our city. Besides, you should think about the benefits of living in a city. There are good convenient facilities, including transportation.
Yeah, I know. It's also close to my workplace.
Right. Also, if we move out, our children would have to transfer to a new school. You know that means that they would leave their old friends.
They wouldn't like the idea of moving out, probably. I guess we should take more time to decide.
Yeah, let's talk about it when our kids come home.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Joy. I'm sorry for being late. I can get to the library in 20 minutes.
That's okay, Eric. I can wait. By the way, did you look at the scenario I sent you?
Yes, it was good. I like the characters and the setting.
You do? Great. Do you think you can play the king's role?
I think so, but I need to practice. Actually, I checked out some books about acting.
Good. Do you want me to prepare anything? As an instructor, I want to help the members of our musical club as much as I can.
You've been helping us a lot so far, and we all feel grateful.
Thank you for saying that. I think I'm so much luckier to have students like you all. Tell me if you need anything.
Oh, there is one thing. Can you check out the King Lear DVD at the library? It was filmed live at the Royal Shakespeare Theater.
Sure, I'll check.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Mom, I found this photo in the album while cleaning up my room. Where is this place?
Oh, it's where your grandparents used to live when you were a young baby.
You mean a house that they lived in before they moved into the apartment where they live now?
Right. It's also where I grew up. I miss having a fireplace. Do you see a fire burning in it? Listening to the sounds of the fire made me restful.
Did you play golf? I see a golf club above the fireplace.
No, I didn't. It's your grandpa's. He loves golf. Your grandma liked knitting while sitting in that rocking chair.
It looks really comfortable with the footrest.
It really was. Sometimes I also sat in it. The cradle next to it was where they laid you down. Your grandma took care of you.
I see. I should say thanks to her. By the way, I like the round rug beneath the square table.
Yeah, it was unique. Now I miss the old days. I want to see the other pictures in the album.
Okay, I'll bring it.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, my mom sent us some potatoes.
Wow, they look fresh. Let's put them in the refrigerator right away.
Wait, you shouldn't do that. Potatoes should be kept in a cool, dry place outside of the refrigerator.
Really? I didn't know that. Any specific reason for that?
Cooking refrigerated potatoes could produce a potentially harmful chemical. Garlic and onions aren't usually kept in the fridge either. Otherwise, they lose much of their flavor.
Oh, really? How did you know that?
I recently read an article about storing food.
Did they say anything else in the article?
Yes. They said you shouldn't keep onions near potatoes.
Why is that?
That's because they produce gases that make the other go bad.
Interesting. I think I should read the article. Can you print it out for me?
Well, the printer is out of order. Instead, I'll tell you the address of the article.
Hey, Olivia, what are you looking at?
Oh, I'm looking for an online Spanish course to take.
I didn't know you're interested in Spanish.
Actually, I've been studying on my own for the last 2 months. I even downloaded a language learning app.
Cool. Why are you studying Spanish? Is it a required course for your major?
No, it isn't. I happened to hear a song and it fascinated me. It was a Spanish song.
Oh, you had started getting into Spanish music.
Yeah, it gets more interesting the more I study it.
In fact, I'm considering learning a foreign language. Isn't it difficult to learn Spanish?
Kind of, but I can help you if you want to learn it.
Great, thanks.
Welcome to Victory Fitness Center. How may I help you?
I'm here to sign up for a new membership.
Perfect timing. We're having a special promotion this week.
Really? What is it?
The monthly membership fee is $45, but if you sign up for 3 months at once, you can get a 20% discount on the total fee.
Oh, that's great. I was thinking of signing up for 3 months. Do I have to pay the fee in one payment?
You don't have to, but if you do, you can use a locker for free, and we give you a 50% discount on a sports bag we're selling.
How much is the original price?
It's $20.
Okay, I'll pay the fee at once and get a sports bag too. Here's my credit card. Kelly, I'm going to participate in a swimming competition next month. Would you like to take part in it with me?
Swimming competition? Sounds interesting. Tell me more about it.
It's the Caribbean Sea Swim, a swimming competition fundraising event for children with cancer.
I see. When is it?
It's August 5th.
I think I can go. How much is the entry fee?
Last year it was $25, but this year it's only $10.
How come?
This year, World Swimming Institute sponsored the competition. They will also give away prizes, including airline tickets to Hawaii and hotel stays.
Wow, that's awesome. How many people are expected to participate in the competition?
Well, I heard that spaces are limited to 100. It sounds like a lot, but it's international, so we should register as soon as possible.
Well,
Good morning, students. This is Principal Harlow. As you know, our school holds an annual charity sale to raise funds for the elderly in the community. This year, the date is set for Saturday, July 8th, and we're expecting many people to come, including your parents. So, we need as many hands as possible to make sure the sale runs smoothly and on schedule. We need volunteers who can maintain order throughout the sale. Volunteers will be provided lunch and given a certificate for 8 hours of volunteering. The profits gained from this charity will go towards several nursing homes to build a new facility for seniors. I'm sure you'll have a very rewarding experience. I hope many of you will choose to be volunteers for this event. Thank you.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 구입할 카펫을 고르시오.
Welcome to Kim's Home Deco. May I help you?
Yes, please. I'm looking for a carpet for my living room.
You've come to the right place. Here is a catalog of our shop's best-selling carpet.
This dotted one looks fancy.
It's very popular, but it only comes in a small size. It might be rather small for your living room.
Oh, that's a good point. Do you have any recommendations?
How about this carpet? It's nicely crafted from 100% wool.
Wool tends to make my son feel itchy. Also, it's difficult to clean.
Okay. May I ask your price range? It will help cross out some options.
I can only spend up to $100.
That gives you just two options, these two models. What would you prefer?
I like the design of the carpet with vertical lines, but I would rather choose the larger sized one.
Great choice.
13번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Kathy. How was the club meeting yesterday?
Oh, we decided to hold a reading camp during summer vacation. Why weren't you at the meeting?
There was something else to do. I told you my cousin from Germany was staying at my home, right?
Yeah, didn't he come a week ago to participate in an architectural design camp?
Yeah, he did. The camp ended 2 days ago.
Oh, did he go back to Germany?
No, he'll stay with me for a few more days to go sightseeing. Yesterday, he asked me to be his guide, so I gave him a tour of the city.
That's why you didn't show up yesterday. Did he have fun?
Yeah, he loved the night view from the Liberty Tower the most. Today, we'll go to the National Museum. Do you want to come with us?
That sounds like fun. I learned German in high school, so maybe I could try to talk to him in German.
Good. When are you available?
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
The research for our science project is taking longer than I thought. Are you finished with your part?
Not yet. I'm so tired and I feel like I've been in this library forever.
Me too. Let's take a break for a few minutes.
Okay. By the way, have you heard that Cindy is in the hospital now?
Really? What happened?
Well, she went to an outdoor swimming pool last weekend. There, she slipped on the floor and fell down.
Did she get badly hurt?
She broke her arm. I heard that she needs to stay in the hospital for the next 2 months to fully recover.
Oh, that's too bad. Have you visited her yet?
Not yet. You know, we've been busy with our science project.
It's true. Why don't we visit her this weekend?
I'm afraid we can't. We need to finish our project first. The due date is this coming Monday.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 엘렌이 폴에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Paul is a high school student. These days he is preparing for the science research competition. He has written the basic script of what he wants to say, but has yet to make the presentation slides. So he goes to a library to find some information he can use for the slides. On his way to the library, he comes across his classmate, Ellen. Ellen asks Paul how his preparation is coming along. Paul replies that he only has to make the presentation slide by next Friday, and he can finish it by no later than next Wednesday. However, Ellen says that Paul must not have been informed of the changed due date for the submission of the presentation slides, which is this Friday. Afraid of messing up the presentation, he panics. Ellen remembers that Paul helped her a lot the other days with a math exam. Now, Ellen wants to help Paul prepare the presentation. In this situation, what would Ellen most likely say to Paul?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, listeners. This is One Minute Health Talk, and I'm Dr. Davis. Many of you have heard about how many kinds of vitamins there are. But have you heard that there are even many different kinds of vitamin B? Let's talk about what kinds of vitamin B there are and the best sources of them. Vitamin B1 is also called thiamine, and vitamin B2 is also called riboflavin. These vitamins help convert food into energy. Most people get vitamin B1 from whole grains and vitamin B2 from milk. Vitamin B3, called niacin, also helps convert food into energy. It aids in proper digestion and healthy appetite as well. Vitamin B3 is found in chickens. There are still many kinds of vitamin B, but let me finish with introducing vitamin B12. It helps regulate the nervous system. It also plays a role in growth and red blood cell formation. One of the best sources of vitamin B12 is cheese. To stay healthy, you don't need to take a supplement to get enough vitamin B as long as you maintain a complete diet of meats, grains, fruits, and vegetables. Thank you.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, listeners. This is One Minute Health Talk, and I'm Dr. Davis. Many of you have heard about how many kinds of vitamins there are. But have you heard that there are even many different kinds of vitamin B? Let's talk about what kinds of vitamin B there are and the best sources of them. Vitamin B1 is also called thiamine, and vitamin B2 is also called riboflavin. These vitamins help convert food into energy. Most people get vitamin B1 from whole grains and vitamin B2 from milk. Vitamin B3, called niacin, also helps convert food into energy. It aids in proper digestion and healthy appetite as well. Vitamin B3 is found in chickens. There are still many kinds of vitamin B, but let me finish with introducing vitamin B12. It helps regulate the nervous system. It also plays a role in growth and red blood cell formation. One of the best sources of vitamin B12 is cheese. To stay healthy, you don't need to take a supplement to get enough vitamin B as long as you maintain a complete diet of meats, grains, fruits, and vegetables. Thank you.
16번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 17번 언급된 음식이 아닌 것은? 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시길 바랍니다.